Open your Bibles tonight to 2 Corinthians, if you would. I feel the Lord laid this on our heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And verse 3 says, "But I fear lest that by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Lest that by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, amen, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
All
right. You know, the longer we serve the Lord, or it ought to be this way, the longer we serve the Lord, or the older we get, amen. However it is, we ought to, amen, become more aware of the devil's tactics that he uses against us. I think, you know, the devil's been around for a long, long time, and he's been a liar since the beginning.
Yeah, all right.
Jesus said he was a liar since the beginning.
All right.
And I don't think he necessarily comes up with new tricks. I think he just uses them on different people.
Yeah.
Amen. He just pulls an old trick out of his bag there. Amen. He's had them for a long time. He just, you know, new generation comes along. He does the same thing, you know, same trick back and forth. Amen. He's just a liar from the beginning. Amen. He just don't. He's just that old slick, sly devil. Amen. He just tries to beguile us as he beguiled Eve. Eve was a long time ago, but he's just going to do it the same way. He said, just as he beguiled Eve, I fear that he'd do it to you too. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight to us tonight just for a little while. Amen. I feel like maybe preaching on, amen, beware of the snake, lest he bite you, saith the Lord.
All
right. Amen. Beware of the snake, lest he bite you, saith the Lord. Amen. He bite you and devour you, amen, and destroy you. Amen. That's what I feel like I ought to preach on tonight. Maybe it may not be much, maybe disappoint you, whatever, but amen, I'm sure I couldn't come up with anything better anyways. But the devil anyways, he's out to destroy us, number one. Number one, he's out to get us, amen, whether you sit on the church pew or not. If it's going to make you backslide, he wants you off the church pew. But if he can cause you to be a hypocrite, you can stay right there. It don't matter to the devil. He's out to destroy us, just like he was out to get Eve. Amen. The whole human race. He's out to destroy us. And he'll do it just as soon as he can. It don't matter how young, how old, the devil will put the scars of sin on a life just as soon as possible. Oh God, there they was in the Garden of Eden. We see these two perfect human beings, amen, no sin on their life. Now they was made in the image of God. Lord, help me to preach tonight. They had God's stamp on them. And the Lord told them, said, "Bring me a penny whose inscriptions on." They said, "See," he said, "render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." They had God's stamp on them here. But the devil wanted his stamp on them. And the devil's stamp is sin. Amen. And how sin is born is through lust. Amen. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Oh God, I like to preach to myself tonight. The apostle told here these Corinthians, he said, "I fear lest that by," amen, just like he deceived Eve, that the Satan, that the serpent would, amen, deceive you, amen, and you'd be corrupted in your minds from the simplicity that is in the gospel. Amen. I don't want to be corrupted in my mind. I don't want the devil to get advantage of me. I don't want the devil to pull me down. I don't want him to put his stamp on my life.
My grandpa told me, he said, church trouble starts with two things, and the number one thing is stupidity. And he said the number, and then he quoted the scripture. He said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." But then he said, number two thing is pride. But he said, number one thing is stupidity, because he said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." But anyways, I don't know how that came out, but anyways, it did. But it seems like it just happens over and over again. The same thing we think we learn. Amen. It happens one time. Amen. And then go on for a couple years and it'll happen again. Amen. It seems like we'll never learn. Amen. The tactics of the devil. But the apostle told them there in 1 Corinthians 2, he said, "Lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Amen. The devil's got ways. The devil's got tactics. He has devices, and he'll use them over and over again. And if we learn his tricks, we will not be bit. Jesus, help me tonight. Amen. "Beware lest the snake bite you, saith the Lord." The Corinthians here, he had written to the church about the man that was committing fornication and adultery there. And then 2 Corinthians, when I come up to the scripture I just read, he's talking about him again. He's repented. And he's saying, you know, you're not going to forgive him. He said the devil's just wanting to get right back in. Ain't that just how the devil works?
Yeah.
If he can't get in one way, he'll get in another. But he said, "We are not ignorant of his devices." Amen, young people. A young person will sin and fall out. Amen. Or one person will fall and sin. And it seems like somebody else will fall right in their footsteps. Amen. If daddy will do something wrong. Amen. It seems like the son will make the same mistakes. I was talking to a brother about a certain man that, amen, was double married. Amen. He kept on preaching. And he said, "Lo and behold, every one of his children that won, amen, are living in adultery." I want you to know something tonight, church. We are not ignorant of the devil's devices. It seems like we learn his ways. It seems like we fight a little harder. Lest that, just like he beguiled Eve, he's saying, now Eve, this is here, Eve, this innocent, amen. So, you know, she had never been faced with the devil before. And he beguiled her. It seems like we could understand somebody that didn't understand and didn't know. But we've got them sitting in the house of God time and time again. Amen. Doing the same thing over and over again. Amen. I want to preach this tonight. I'd like for the Lord to anoint me. I'd like for the Lord to help somebody. If you would pray for me tonight, church. He said, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." I don't want the devil to get advantage. I don't want to be another catastrophe. Did I say that right? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. I don't want to be another fallen by the wayside. I don't want to be another one that the devil gets advantage of. I don't want to be another cold heart. I don't want to be another one that the devil deceives. He said, "Put on the whole armor of God that she may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Hallelujah. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole, not the half, the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day." Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Church, How many others have you ever seen dry up because they wouldn't come around the altar and pray through when they needed to? Young people, I'll just tell you one thing. If the Lord's dealing with you on a certain service and you don't go to the altar, the next time it will be harder. And if you do go, the next time it will be easier. I believe that. But anyways, amen, I feel like one thing that is coming against the church today is cold-heartedness. We don't put our whole heart into it no more. We're half-hearted. And it seems we learn the trick of the devil to get us satisfied, to get us pacified. Hey, are we ever going to learn the trick of the devil? We've seen them dry up. We've seen them dry up. But we follow right in their footsteps and dry up. Oh God. We've seen them walk out. Amen. And walk out. But we'll walk out. And we'll walk out. We've seen them get mad at the preacher. And we'll get mad at the preacher. I wish we'd learn. Hey, beware lest the snake bite you, saith the Lord. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you. Come on now, right there. Satan hath desired to have you. He said, I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should become a castaway. Oh God, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you. Oh, but we'll dry up. We'll quit praying when we know that's what happened to the last one. They dried up and they quit praying. Amen. We'll do the same thing. He said, I fear lest that by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve, you should be corrupted in your mind. That he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Peter said, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both to prison and to death. He said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou even knowest me. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord. Amen. I know the devil's after us because your adversary, the devil, walketh about. Amen. You say, I'm too far out here. He'll never fight me. Amen. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He'll never show himself until you let your guard down. Job never knew the devil was there because the hedge was up. But friend, I want to tell you, as soon as you let it down, he'll be in. He walketh about. He presented himself before God. What'd he say? Satan, where you been? Up and down the earth, back and forth and up. He's been by your place today, maybe. Oh, the devil had his eye on you today, maybe. He was back and forth in the earth, up and down in it, back and forth. Come on now. And the devil is up to no good. Amen. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So when he was walking up and down in the earth, what was he doing, Brother Dominic? He was looking for somebody to kill and something to steal. Oh, God. And he said, have you considered, amen, what is the Lord saying?
Have you considered? Have you considered killing Job? Have you considered stealing something from Job? Have you considered, amen, doing something to Job? He said there's a hedge about him. Hey, friend, if we'd stay in the hedge, if we'd stay where God is, if we wouldn't let down our guard, we'd never see the devil like we do.
And the Lord decided to let it down. Come on now. And I want you to notice the way the devil works. Job, if he would not have been a true worshiper of God, that he would have never known that it was the devil that done it. It was the Sabaeans. Then it was fire from heaven. Then it was the Chaldeans. And then it was a wind. Come on now. It was so slick and sly that Job's own wife said, "Curse God and die."
Yeah. You're preaching.
Come on now. You have an adversary, and he's been walking around today seeking whom he may devour, up and down in the earth, to and fro, back and forth. He may have come by your place, but friend, if we'd stay in the hedge, if we let God take care of us, amen, we would never, never be bit by the devil.
He come back to God. Where had the devil been? Back, forth, up, down, around, checking everybody out. Come on now. Phew.
And he said, you know, skin for skin, bone for bone. Oh, oh God. And he goes and he smites him. Amen. From the top of his head with bulls. Oh God, help us. Amen. But Job fell on his face and worshiped God. He said, "The Lord gave and the Lord taketh away." Now when the devil does stuff to us, we come to the house of God and all we hear is the devil, the devil, the devil. But Job came and said, the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord." Where's the devil, Job? I hadn't even saw him around my place. But when Eve saw the fruit and it was good to the eyes, she let down her guard, and then come the serpent. Friend and I, if we'd stay with God, amen, we'd never, never be bit by the snake.
The Bible says in Proverbs 19:15, "An idle soul shall suffer hunger." An idle soul shall suffer hunger. Young people, amen, it's so easy for us to be idle in the house of God. It's so easy for us to grow cold in the house of God. And that opens the door for the devil to come in. I said, idleness opens the door for the devil to come in. He said, "An idle soul shall suffer hunger." But I'm not through preaching tonight. I want to preach to you, amen, that the Lord, He will put a hedge around about us, like He did for Job there. He said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." There is an abundance of God's grace. There is an abundance in God's blessings. There is enough of Jesus to help us with the devil. He said that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Friend, we don't have to fall. Friend, we don't have to go. Friend, we don't have to be bit by the devil.
He said, "Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion,
But then tonight, if we'd put the whole armor of God and be wholehearted, amen, we could be like Job and never see the devil. The devil can do it all, but he never mentioned the devil. The devil beat him down, but he never mentioned the devil.
Oh, has the devil been by your place today? Did you see him? Come on now. I'm not talking about that. We're always going to be tempted. We're always going to be tried. But do you know here, Job, that hedge was abounding. And when the devil did it all to him, he said, "The Lord gave, the Lord taketh away." Come on, he said, "I'm in the hands of God. Amen, I'm in the blessed, only protection of the Lord." And he was not at ease. He was not idle. He fell on his face and worshiped. Friend, I'm coming to a close in this sermon, but I don't want to be ignorant of the devil's devices. He's out to make us cold. He's out to make us cold-hearted. He's out to take us away. But if we'll stand, if we'll stay, if we'll put the whole armor of God on. Young people today, young people tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Beware lest the snake bite you. Oh, hallelujah. He devour you. Destroy you. Don't fall into the same trap, Eve, that Eve did. Don't keep going back and keep going back. Oh, but let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on for God. Let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can you raise your hands and praise Him?
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, lead us not into temptation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Put a hedge of balance, Lord God. Lord, open our eyes.
Have your way, Lord.
Lord, in vain is the stairs set by the side of evil. Open our eyes that we might see the snares of the devil.
Thank you, God.
The times are exceeding.
Church, he said, "I fear. I fear. Lest that by the way he beguiled Eve, amen, the serpent will slide in and get you also." Oh, be sober and be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil. Your adversary, the devil. Brother Dominic, in my life I'm tired of fighting the defensive against the devil.
All right.
You can't never make no score playing defense, just defense in basketball or anything.
Right.
You got to hit the offense.
Yeah.
You got to get it and go.
All right.
And we beat the devil off our back and beat him off our back, but we just let the ball fall back down and he picks it right back up.
Yeah.
Come on now. Young people, will beat the devil off and we'll win over temptation. But when you get the victory, go home and go deeper than you've ever been before in God. Amen. Be ahead of the devil in my score. I don't want to just be, amen, tied. Amen, I'd like to be ahead. I'd like to be some offensive. I'd like to go on and steal what the devil stole from me. And beat the devil off your back. Go on. Go on. Go on. Is the Lord dealing with somebody tonight? Is the Lord saying, "I fear, lest like the other one, you're going to fall the same way"?
Is the Lord saying, I fear this has happened before and you're just doing it again? Oh, church. He said, I fear lest like you beguiled Eve, your minds should be corrupted. You ain't the only one. Oh, my. Young person, there ain't no sin that is good, number one, for your body. There ain't one sin that is even good for your body. For sure for your mind, and never for your soul. You tell me of one sin that is good for the human body. It destroys, takes down. You tell me one sin that's good for the human mind. It destroys and takes down. From the least to the biggest, it destroys and takes down. And we watch you in the house of God. And the saints of God watch you. And they're seeing a replay of what they've seen before in somebody else's life. Sister Casey, I wish you could go to them and say, you see that one down there? Somebody you've seen fall to the hand of the enemy. Say, they won't sit where you sit. And see where they're at now. Young person, it's a replay of what the devil did to Eve. Of what the devil did to Achan. Of what the devil has done time and time again. And I fear, lest that by any means, as he beguiled that one, your mind is corrupted from the simplicity of the gospel. Brother Dominic, maybe you could go to them and say, hey, they used to sit right there. I preached to them before. This ain't nothing new. Look where they're at today. The simplicity of the gospel. What is not simple about what I preach tonight? What is not elementary? Well, let's do it then. If it's so easy, let's do it then. If it's so plain, let's keep it up then. Let's go on with it. If you're not satisfied with God's Word and God's way, amen, you sure won't be satisfied with the devil's way. Amen, the way of a transgressor is hard. And I fear that it's happening again. Sing it.